So we know every training camp, even before camp starts, we've had some fun. You guys have had some fun with the camp darling, the guy that makes that one-handed grab that goes viral, and suddenly, oh, well, this guy has to make the team.
He's the goods.
He might be a future star. We all know in the past those have been guys like Justin Ross,
Luis
LRZ, etc. So for the first time from camp, it's time to debut Camp Darling Island.
Nine players arrive in St. Joe for Camp Island. Only one can take home the final prize. Who will be the 2025 Chiefs Camp Darling?
It's time to draft. When we're up here on Thursday and Friday, we will work through and each day start eliminating somebody from the island
Let's go. Is
Camp Island.
There'll be things like immunity challenges that include Drew. You make a one-handed snag, immune. You can't be eliminated today. However, you miss back-to-back practices, that could immediately put you in the hot seat. So, like, you know, you got to think about it from that perspective, because we are crowning the 2025 Camp Darling by the end of our time at training camp.
Have to.
That person will be crowned official Camp Darling.
It may be obvious by the time we're done with camp. It may be very clear. It might be a tough decision. It might be something that we have to take to the people. Today we're going to draft. Each one of us is drafting three players.
That's right.
You guys can send us some ideas too real quick if you want. If you think we're missing somebody, 913-586-7965. Cody, I have a randomizer up to decide who's going first.
Oh, I do too. Okay, great.
Oh, okay.
I don't really care which goes.
Randomize. Drew is first. Cody's second. I'm third. It is a snake draft. Drew, you're up. You get one player to put on your list that will then get into our Camp Island contest.
All right, with the first overall pick in Camp Island, I'm taking your boy, Tyquan Thornton. Tyquan Thornton, number one pick.
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Okay, I knew that. Look, I knew he was going to get selected. I knew,
I'm surprised it was this early, though.
I knew that Drew was going to take him. I didn't think you were going to use number one pick. Okay. All right.
Tyquan Thornton,
Camp Darling Island, pick one.
Okay,
Cody,
so I'm up next. Look, there's a lot of great choices this year. I'm not going to lie. A couple of rookies, a couple of veterans. Tyquan Thornton was definitely a name I was considering. But I'm going rookie. If I'm getting my first pick, I want a guy at a position that's always a Camp Darling. Rashard Smith will be my Camp Darling running back.
Yeah, that's
a good one. You know that people are going to be talking about him. You know that Pacheco's coming off the bad year. He's going to get a bunch of mentions.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's going to make a highlight play or two because there's plenty of snaps for running backs. And you know what helps my Camp Darling? His ass is going to play so much in preseason game number one.
Yeah.
Oh, by the time. If he can make it that far, if he can make it to the end of camp as still a darling, I get preseason game number one and a chance to take down the crown.
I like
it.
That's strong. I think Rashard Smith could be on the island for a while. I think he can make it to the final cut. I don't think he's going to be an early exit. That's a strong number one pick. Like, Tyquan Thornton is going to be on the board, but Drew, he could be out by this time next week, depending on how things go for him. Smith is going to be in it for the long haul.
I'm banking on one deep ball from Mahomes to Thornton, and it's just going to blow up. I'm ready for it.
All right, so I got two picks. It is Camp Darling Island, if you're just joining us. Two guys off the board. I get two picks in a row. All right, so one, we're going to go wide receiver because that does set itself up. I have to go with the rookie as well.
I'll take Jalen Royals.
That eventually he does something here at camp that gets people excited as well. So I'll go Jalen Royals with my first pick here for Camp Darling Island. And then pick number two. Here's where it gets a little interesting. Do you go way down the board?
You want to bring Carson Steele back? Where would he have been on the board last year?
Yeah.
Because he certainly was the Camp Darling. If we had done this contest in 2024, Carson Steele would have won Camp Darling. Had we done like a special interest thing, like give us the best fun fact about your player. Mm-hmm. The second I said Crocky J, he was advancing past his round.
Now, the cutoff here is you can't be like a 5-year vet or something, all right?
You can't say Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
Because
I was thinking Jalen Moore for a second.
I think that's too.
All right, here's where I'm going to go. I'm going to stick with the rookie theme. I'm going to go with another rookie.
Rookie.
I'm going to go in the secondary. Fulton out, I'm going to go
Noel Williams.
Will be my other pick along with Jalen Royals.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
That's tough because that was definitely Drew's guy.
Cody's up.
That was definitely Drew's
guy. Yes, it was.
I don't know that I was going to consider him. You know, like just a stalwart, sometimes it's like I get so tempted by like Nico Ramírez. He's a stalwart.
Well, he still qualifies. He's only in what?
He's
what
like the guy who goes to Bachelor in Paradise after being on the like he just.
It's only year two for him officially.
I know. He always ends up back on the list. Always finds his way back into the good graces of guy who is a camp darling. I'm trying to look for a non-rookie. Is there somebody I'm seeing? Like, I know who my last pick might be.
Okay.
Wait, you already feel good about who I might? I should say.
I have a couple ideas for my final pick, but you guys got picks before I do. So
I've got my answer. Coming off an injury, we'll be going with Jared Wiley at tight end.
Jared Wiley felt like
an early camp darling possibility last year. Got hurt, couldn't stay a camp darling. I'm going to go Jared Wiley. Feels like he's got a good possibility there.
Yeah, that is a good pick. He did get mentioned today, Drew. You're right. Last year, everybody was talking him up. He was getting some reps out there. He's someone that we know they did like. So, okay. That's strong, Drew. You got two in a row, your final two picks.
I'm going with it with your competition, Cody. Instead of it being, I'm going to do Jake Bringingstool. Instead of Jared Wiley, he would have got off the board at some point.
Man, yeah. He definitely looks the part. I can't argue that.
A lot of people like it. And for whatever reason, I forgot about the rookie thing. So obviously, I'm regretting the Tyquan Thornton first overall pick already.
Rookies are definitely a part of this conversation.
Especially after Gold
especially
got
seventh
no
round
wins.
Rookies, fourth round rookies. I don't think you could answer a first round rookie if they traded up for a first round wide receiver. Xavier Worthy can't be a camp darling. He's a first round pick.
You know
a camp darling when you see one, okay?
All right. Rashard
Smith.
Drew, your final pick.
So is it fair to say Omar Norman Lott could be a camp darling here?
Yes.
Okay. That's your pick?
I'm going to go with Omar Norman
Lott.
I'm
going to
go on the defensive side of
that.
Imagine that. A rookie that didn't like maybe the contract negotiations but still was able to sign, unlike your guys in Cincy.
I have no comment. Give me Omar Norman Lott.
Is anyone in camp for the Cincy?
I don't know. Trey Hendrickson's not. Neither is their first round pick. All right. Cody, your last pick.
Oh, man. I got to make one more.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really torn.
So who do you have?
I'm really torn. Rashard Smith and Jared Wiley. I got a first-year player and a second-year player. And then I kind of feel like I need – oh, you know what? Okay. I'm going
– don't do it.
I'm going to double dip at
don't
a position.
No.
I feel like I got the best dip.
Don't do it.
Give me Elijah Mitchell. Okay. Is that not who you're going to take?
I was going to take him.
Elijah Mitchell. That's my guy.
I was going to take him. I can't go Carson Steele. I think, honestly, he's run out of favor, personally.
He's running back five on the depth chart.
Yeah.
Elijah Mitchell. That's
Elijah
my guy.
Mitchell.
Elijah Mitchell.
Dang it. Well, you know you can't go any quarterback because that's a waste of time.
No. You're just taking.
There's another Elijah that's a hot commodity for a lot of people.
Elijah Badger. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's been mentioned.
I know.
He got mentioned over on Twitch and on YouTube.
It's somewhere I'm looking as well.
What about the punter? What about the punter? Punter can't win camp, darling?
I think he could, actually.
You're up against it.
If he beats out Matt Araiza.
How are we going to know he's going to beat him out, though, in a week? Okay. So
he'd be an early elimination.
Drew, are you writing these down? Because I'm already forgetting.
Yes, I'm already forgetting.
Who the hell do I have again?
You have Jalen Royals and Noel Williams. Two rookies. You might want to go off the rookie train.
Two good picks.
For a little bit. Because you're tempted by Gardner Minshew. I can hear it in your voice.
Because he's fun.
He's also going to play more.
Yeah, I already have a secondary defensive line. You already took Norman Lott. I don't think I can go. You know what? Just because the name is going to get people talking and he's 6'5", 245. This is a dangerous pick. Mm. He could be out
quick. He could be
an
early eliminator. Okay. There's always got to be somebody eliminated first. That's the way it works.
I'm going to go Jaquarius Spivey.
All-time name.
Jaquarius Spivey.
Okay.
Jaquarius. 25 years old, but this is only his 1 year experience.
Being 6'5" means a classic down in the red zone opportunity.
My question with him is, do I get to the preseason game? And that's the thing. I don't think you have an opportunity. He may not shine until preseason game.
So we'll take suggestions, 913-586-7965, for the elimination challenges and the immunity challenges, which I do think include catching a long touchdown or getting a pick six against Patrick Mahomes if you're a defensive player. But the teams are as follows. I have Rashard Smith, Jared Wiley, and Elijah Mitchell as my camp darlings for Camp Island. Drew has Tyquan Thornton, Jake Bringingstool, and Omar Norman Lott. We can put it out on social. We can let the people decide. And Gold has Jalen Royals, Noel Williams, and Jaquarius Spivey.
Just for the name.
As his three potential camp darlings.
One big catch from Spivey, and he's taken off. People are going to be like,
couple of red zone touches, man, and you might be really talking. I think Andy mentions him in the press conference, if he gets asked about it in a press conference, that might make you immune. There's so many things.
The only other player I remotely considered for this was either Elijah Badger or obviously it would have had to have been the other rookie defensive lineman.
I do think Ashton Gelati.
Yeah, I do think
it is hilarious. It is the battle of the tight ends, basically, for because we each have a Camp Darling tight end.
Somebody's going to emerge. Because
the guy touches the ball a lot.
Because we know there's a very good chance this is the last year for Kelce. So any tight end that looks good, people are going to be like, could he be? Could he be the heir apparent?
That's why Jared Wiley felt like the play after. After we get some other guys off the board.
Texts every year about Camp Darling, so we decided to have a little fun with it.